This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anything that you want here. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we're pretty heavy on cryptocurrency talk here tonight. That's because the three of us here in the studio are pretty heavy users and advocates for cryptocurrency, because this is something that can set humanity free from its shackles that have been placed upon it by governments of the world. Governments like Venezuela, or you fill in your favorite or most hated government, because they all have the same scam that they run on their people, which is to say they print money from thin air. And therefore, you explained this in the last hour, Chris, but for those just tuning in, they then devalue because of that money printing and because their money has the violence of the government behind it, meaning that you're forced to accept it. That's what legal tender is. That's what the term means. You look on your dollars. If you have a dollar bill, you pull it out and you look at it. You'll see this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. That means we're telling you, the government, by the backing of a gun, by the backing of men with guns, you must accept this. So that's part of the reason why people do, is because they would be forced to if they didn't otherwise. But obviously, it's still buy stuff, so that's why people take it. But over time, the value of the U.S. dollar, just like all the other currencies of the world, the fiat currencies issued by governments, has gone tremendously down over time. You can see it in your purchasing power. You can see it every time you go to the grocery store. If you've shopped over the decades, you know that the amount of $100 is going to buy you less this year than it did a decade ago, and then it did 20 years ago, and then it did 30 years ago. You're just going to see the amount of groceries you end up getting. And you've seen the memes of this online, where the amount of groceries for $100 just shrinks and shrinks and shrinks.
And in the opposite direction for cryptocurrency, how many of us own something that's like, you have what, like a $6,000 broken coffee cup?
The Bitcoin, the Bitmug.
Yeah, the Bitmug. It's like a $6,000 broken coffee cup.
It was $10 worth of Bitcoin when I bought it. By the time I broke it, it was probably $6,000.
This is one thing I do not want to talk about, all right?
$10 million pizzas.
Yep.
My wife has a Panda shirt that I bought for her in 2013 with Bitcoin.
Yep.
That cost me $20 in Bitcoin in 2013. So, I don't know. It's probably like an $1,100 t-shirt now. So
I looked at...
you can't think about that stuff, though. It was the right thing to do.
It's her favorite shirt. She loves it.
Right. It was the right thing to do at that time. For those people that sold Bitcoin and then regretted it later on down the line, you needed that Bitcoin for some reason. Yep. That's why you sold it at that time.
Right. Or you spent it. And I truly believe that the reason Bitcoin is still number one is its history.
People used it.
People used it, and if people like us and lots of listeners out there and people that we know hadn't, worked with businesses to accept Bitcoin and to transact in it, it wouldn't be where it is. And there just aren't that many coins out there. Dash is an up-and-coming one that is really doing a good job of getting into point of sale.
But had we not seen companies like Overstock, which was the first billion-dollar company to start accepting Bitcoin
it's been a while ago.
Visionaries like Patrick Byrne over at Overstock to embrace this early on and to show people that, hey, it's okay.
Right.
You can take this stuff. Don't worry if you're worried about the volatility, because that's what the bankers and the talk show hosts on television, it's volatile. You never know what's going to happen. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's volatile. And, okay, well, if you're worried about that, then go ahead and cash a little bit out, and you could feel safe that you've saved it as cash, but you can guarantee that cash is going to go down in value over time. And while there's a chance that cryptocurrency is going to go down, the historic view shows that it's going up in value over time.
And I tell you, take a chart of Bitcoin, for example. Do it over, what do we got, an 8-9 years?
9 years
data,
as of this week.
Stack it up against the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and you will see huge peaks and valleys in both. This idea that cryptocurrency, you can't tie anything to it, and you never know how much you got. You've got history, and it's not just And compare that to the purchasing power of the dollar, and they go in opposite directions.
Well, the only service that the dollar really offers is it's something that you can use to pay your taxes.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
I was waiting for Z of N brought that one up.
That's
legal tender.
Yeah, it's the only thing that the dollar has going for it. It's not faster. You know, I can send a transaction in Dogecoin or Verge or Vertcoin. I mean, Bitcoin's the only one. Dash. Bitcoin literally is the only one that I can't make a transaction as quickly as I can by just reaching into my wallet and digging through and handing some dollars out.
Why can't you?
What?
You might pay more. That's the problem.
Well, you have to wait for confirmation.
Wait for a half an hour for Bitcoin.
You've got all
everything
kinds of coins that do 10 second or 10
that's
minute
what I was
transaction.
Saying. That's what I'm
use something besides Bitcoin.
Use something besides
Bitcoin's
Bitcoin.
Too slow.
Oh, I'm saying lots of other coins are at 10 minutes also for block time. Yeah, there's lots of them out there.
That's true. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I like Litecoin, 2.5 minutes. And I was just reading up on ARK, which is another cryptocurrency, who's doing an 8-second block.
Give me a Verge, man.
All right.
Snap your fingers. It's
so
there.
Let's talk about the Dogecoin story, because this is interesting. Dogecoin, this is from Coindesk.com. The parody coin, named for an internet meme featuring a Shiba Inu dog, has broken off the leash. Nearly forgotten since its heyday in 2014, over the past month, the cryptocurrency's price has increased more than 400%, setting a new all-time high recently above 1 cent per Doge. Now, for listeners that don't know, Dogecoin, when it came out, was a kind of a laughing stock, and that was what it was intended for. They'd taken an already existing internet meme of this dog, which was a cute dog.
It was a cute dog.
They've taken this internet meme and they turned it into a cryptocurrency. They named it Dogecoin. They put the picture of the Doge on the coin's, you know, website, and that's sort of the mascot for this coin. And it got a lot of attention because people were, again, it was what they called a dust currency, meaning that, you know, you were talking about, Will, how it's very difficult for the average person to own a full Bitcoin, given that there's $17,000 for Bitcoin. Well, Doge, right now, at an all-time high, is a penny.
1.64 cents.
It started at, you know, a fraction of a penny when it started, and so people were spending, like, hundreds of thousands or millions of Doge to buy things just for the hell of it. They bought, I remember the big one that they were touting was a race car advertisement wrapping. So they had like a NASCAR. They had a Dogecoin NASCAR that literally was driving around a track in a race, probably on more than one occasion, but at least one occasion, with a Doge on the hood of the car.
Yep.
With a picture of the Doge on the hood of the car, and then something about Dogecoin, you know, on elsewhere. And so it was making headlines because of this, and so it got a lot of hubbub and attention at that time. But people haven't been paying close attention to it, and now here it is, up 400% in the last month.
Again, though, it goes back to the fact that it's a big time medium on these exchanges. If you go, like, I'm looking at
that's your opinion.
Well, no, I'm looking at Cryptopia right now.
That's one of them. How many other exchanges have that?
At least three that I know of.
Okay, that's the one thing. But the thing is right now it's pump and dump. People are looking for cheap, 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 so they can get a bunch of them and hope the price goes up.
You can buy more coins with Doge than you can any other option on, at least on this exchange.
Okay.
If you go to you can buy three times as many types.
Because IOTA's more dusty than Doge is.
Well, it's the amount of currencies that you can buy. I mean, like, say there's 1,300 currencies. Bitcoin, you can only buy 600 of those currencies. New Zealand dollar tethers, you can literally only buy a dozen of them. Litecoin, you can buy like 200 of them. Doge, you can buy all of them but like 150. So Dogecoin is more utilitarian in the exchanges than Bitcoin.
In that exchange.
Well, that's going to influence the price and the popularity.
I guarantee it, but I can also name Bittrex, I can name Coinbase, and folks, these are just different cryptocurrencies
that do not have.
Right, that don't offer Doge as an instrument. So
those are your mainstream, taxed by, looked over by the state, that kind of thing. So you're not going to find people like me and the people who originally were in Bitcoin and pushed cryptocurrency to where it is today.
Let me tell you more about what's going on here. Why 1 cent Doge matters? Because the price of that pushed Doge's market cap above $1 billion.
Woo-hoo!
So, you know, you look at
sign of the apocalypse.
Right, you look at 1 cent and you think, well, so well, who cares? 1 cent. No, no.
Much profit.
1 cent times however many, you know, billion doges there are. Or trillion doges. I don't know how many. How many damn doges are there out there? A quintillion? I don't even know. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything that you want right here. Our Live Saturday edition continues as we talk about cryptocurrency and Dogecoin hitting over $1 billion market cap for the first time ever recently, and it's flown past that now with $1.7 billion market cap. The Doge at a new record high price of approximately a penny and a half now per Doge. But apparently the creator of Doge isn't so happy about it. And by the way, I did realize I forgot to mention earlier the upcoming North American Bitcoin conference in Miami. Forgot to give you the website. BTCMiami.com. We're just so distracted talking about all this crypto stuff. BTCMiami.com if you want to go check out the upcoming North American Bitcoin conference. And you can use code FTLIVEXX. That's FTLIVEXX. For $50 off your tickets there at BTCMiami.com. As we go to your calls, we can tell you what Dogecoin's creator has to say for his coin that has taken off beyond his wildest expectations. But first, we have Parker on the line with us. Are you in Washington, Parker?
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
I didn't realize I was going to be on the show so quickly.
It's that easy. Although normally Saturday nights are pretty busy on the phones. When you talk about a topic a lot of people don't really understand, you probably aren't going to get a whole lot of strong opinions about that topic. I mean, we could go on the air and say, open the borders, and then boom,
right.
The phone lines.
You got an imam on the radio with you tonight. You
right.
Know, there
yeah.
you go. That'll troll them out
right.
real quick.
Yeah. That would, you know, had we spent more than a minute talking about either of those things, Muslims or borders, right. we would have been wall-to-wall phone calls all night long. But this is an important topic, too. It's important because people don't understand it. But anyway, why were you calling?
Well, as you guys know, this is one of those crazy years coming up where people go through this pseudo-religious political ritual where they vote for the lesser of two evils, and inevitably evil always continues to win.
Yep.
And I had this idea where what we could do is we could print out signs and make ads. I don't have a whole lot of money to do this, but I'll contribute what money I have. And the entire thing would be vote with your bucks, not with your ballots.
And vote how with your bucks?
Vote on... You use your bucks to fund the things that you want to be funded,
mm-hmm.
and don't use your bucks to abstain from or vote against the things that you don't want funded.
Why is it either or, though? I mean, why can't I just go and spend my bucks and go and vote in an election, too?
Because I feel as though, for the most part, and this is not true across the board, but for the most part, I feel as though voting doesn't really change anything. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you've done something.
I don't ever feel good about voting. I feel like, you know, it's mostly a waste of time. But every now and then, there's a reason to go and do it, and that's when you actually have principled, libertarian, liberty-minded people on the ballot for whom you can vote, in which case right. then it doesn't feel dirty. Then it feels right. like, okay, I've done something that maybe makes a small bit of a difference. Perhaps this person could win. Odds are they won't. But perhaps they could win, and if you don't vote, then they probably won't be winning.
How about voting against government spending money? Because at least in New Hampshire, in New Hampshire, oftentimes it'll be, you know, do we buy a new dump truck, and if you go in and vote no,
they don't buy it.
Say, yeah, they can't buy it if you don't vote for it.
Now, this was in town meetings. You live in a town in New Hampshire, and they are structured a little differently than the cities. Like, we're here broadcasting from the city of Keene, where they don't have town meeting. But in your town where you live, Chris, you can go into this town meeting, and if you guys vote down the status, vote down the big government people, those big government people get frustrated as hell, and eventually they move away.
Here's my favorite tactic, and this has worked a couple times for me, but you can't get rid of something that's been proposed. Like, let's say we want to buy a new police car.
Okay.
That's been proposed, and the price is $37,000. I can't go into town meeting and say, I'd like that removed from the ballot, and you can't do that.
I see.
But what I can do, I'd say I would like to amend the amount to be budgeted on that, to change that from $37,000 to zero.
Really?
And you can do that. And And then, should it pass?
That is
and
game-changer.
Yeah, and last year at a school board, I changed the amount of this, basically what ended up being a slush fund, that was the design of it, from $500,000 to zero. I proposed that in the deliberative session, and it passed overwhelmingly.
Really?
So, yeah, it took a $500,000 of taxation out.
Man, I wish we could have you at our deliberative session with all the crap, all the garbage gets through here in Keene.
Anything you can do.
But, you know, what I'm hearing from you, Patrick, is like the typical libertarian defeatism of, oh, well, you know, the system doesn't work, so let's just, you know, opt out entirely. And there's nothing wrong with opting out. I mean, if you feel better about yourself by not participating, that's totally fine. But it's
I still vote for things like initiatives and like, I make it a point to never vote for people because 9 times out of 10, politicians can and usually will let me down.
They're going to let you down. Even the libertarians, they're going to be disappointments.
Look at Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson was a terrible representation.
He didn't even get elected, and he was a letdown.
I know. So like, part of the entire ad campaign is not just
presidential candidate, by the way,
as opposed to your ballots. The other component would be to find a way, any way, to somehow boycott the government. Now, it is risky. I've brought it up before. You guys have made the points, quite accurate points, that you can't really boycott the government without inevitably, eventually going to jail.
There's odds are high if you boycott some level of the state and not participate in what they demand of you that they will put you in a cage. But I think
or at least fine you.
I think that or if you don't pay the fine, they'll put you in a cage. Because I won't pay fines. I won't do it. I do not want to feed the beast. I do not want to give them a reward for coming after me. I want them to pay to come after me. So at the upcoming trial that I have on Tuesday, for misuse of plates, I will not be paying a fine should I be found guilty, which means I am willing to go to jail. I'm also willing to do some community service on that one, just because I'd prefer not to go to jail. But ultimately, it's only one night, so really it's, you know, no big deal. Just a quick little time for some meditation, maybe some book reading. I don't get to do that very much since I got out of jail for civil disobedience. But, you know, again, a lot of the things you're talking about, Parker, have been talked about for a long time. And I'm glad to hear that you're not saying don't participate at all. You're saying participate on some things, but you're disappointed in politicians. The good news is if you want to get together with people who agree with you, then you might have a chance to implement some of the stuff. So, like, having people non-cooperate with the state, you're going to need a large number of people to engage in that non-cooperation before it'll have any kind of an effect. And I can tell you that even getting libertarians to agree to something like not paying taxes is very, very difficult.
Fear.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fear about the government out there. So, you know, if you want to start that process, I would say libertarians should move to New Hampshire and join the largest number, the largest gathering of liberty-minded people on the planet per capita, because everything becomes possible when you have numbers. Thank you for the call tonight. And that means running for election and winning election. We've got libertarians who are winning elections here as Republicans and Democrats in New Hampshire. It's real.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you at libertystickers.com. Once again, that's libertystickers.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
So I want to get to the quote here from the guy who created Dogecoin. Because unlike Satoshi Nakamoto, who is the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, many of these other cryptocurrencies, the creators are very identifiable. There are people who have been, you know, out publicly of, you know, who they are. And in this case, Dogecoin, which came out as a joke back in 2014, has now set a new all-time high within the last few days. In fact, right now, it's probably at an all-time high of a penny and a half per Doge. That is its value, which pushed the market capitalization way above $1 billion for the first time ever, now at over $1.5 billion. Yet while the more than 101 million in trading volume was seen in Dogecoin over the last 24 hours, in fact, I think that's actually over 200 million now, since this article was written 2 days ago.
Old news.
The creator of the project is worried this is a sign of broader market excess. Jackson Palmer, the founder of the cryptocurrency, who left the team in 2015, so he's abandoned his own project. He said, quote, "The fact that most conversations happening in the media and between peers focus on the investment potential is worrying, as it draws attention away from the underlying technology and goals this movement was based on."
Agreed.
What were the goals of the Dogecoin movement?
I think he's referring to crypto in general. Yeah.
I see. Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, this is part of the thing where, and it's like this with religion, right? Where the founder of a religion, like Buddha, for instance, he never wanted to be worshipped. And he prescribed against, you know, all future Buddhists, I'm not a god.
No cult of personality.
Right, don't worship me. Right. But yet, at some point, one of them, I don't remember which path it was, you know, which split of Buddhism, but, you know, there have been several splits in Buddhism, just like Christianity and just like, you know, Islam, where one of them, at least one of them, started to worship Buddha. You know, and so they went against their founder's intentions there. And you see the same thing with cryptocurrency. A lot of people in the beginning days of Bitcoin were like we are. We're the people who want to see cryptocurrency succeed because we see the potential for it disrupting the world of currency, the government-controlled, banker-controlled currencies out there. We saw that in the early adopters. We weren't the early adopters, but you know, people like us saw that. Satoshi Nakamoto, arguably a very libertarian person, that was the goal. But once the money starts flowing in, once the numbers start going up, once the charts start looking, you know, epic, I mean, as far as the amount of money people are making, that's all that a lot of people are paying attention to, is there's money to be made. They don't care about the underlying theory, the underlying plan, the underlying plot or potential for these things. Well, that's okay.
And they don't even care about fundamentals. I mean, if you were to go out and buy shares of stock in a company, you would look at what does the company do? What do their books look like? In cryptocurrency, we look at, you know, what problem are they trying to solve? Who's the team behind it? What's their white paper say they're going to do? And, you know, you look at things like that. But some of these things just don't have that at all. But they get a little mania going, and then people buy it, then the price goes up.
How many of these grandmothers and these sudden fans, the fanboys that you see at your store,
right,
how many of them even know what a white paper is?
None.
I've never read a white paper. I've looked through the Zencash one. The one that I've read the most of is Zencash. And that's because they were coming on board with the show, and I'd never heard of them before, and I didn't know anything about it, and so I wanted to know more about it. Why? They're long and boring. I don't want to read through a white paper. It looks awful.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And there's other things you can do to research. I mean, you just check out their website.
And sometimes it gets technical. Like, I've looked at them, and I'm like, I'm not going to read through this. I'm not an engineer.
Right.
I don't want to know all that stuff.
And I'm not going to learn something just so I can learn what this formula says.
Yeah.
So I get that part, but it's basically just saying, I'm going to look at charts. I'm going to base my decisions based on movement of charts. And hey, there's a million, you know, hedge fund guys out there in the world that have made a whole lot of money doing just that.
Some have lost their ass, I imagine, too.
And that's what I'm afraid of in all this, too.
Well, what I think it's going to be like any other kind of movement like this, you're going to have different characters, different kinds, different types of people. You're going to have the noobs that run in that have tons of money and they throw it all around and they lose their
ass. They lose their ass.
And then you'll also have noobs that come in and they have tons of money and they throw it all around and they don't. They end up making money. You'll have people on both sides of the spectrum no matter what it is. You'll have people like Ian who's just like, well, I bought in early and I'm not really interested in all this stuff.
I never bought in. I got dragged in.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not really interested in the
smart
tech stuff.
I saw the story about the Silk Road, and I thought that's awesome, and didn't do anything. That should have just been right there. I should have bought
it. Then you've got graph readers like Chris over here, and then I'm a little bit of both. Like, I have stuff that I really believe in, so I've got like a bunch of coin or in all of those things, and I'm not going to do anything with that except for maybe, you know, use it to for purchasing stuff, you know, to try to encourage businesses to take it. And then I've got stuff that I don't really care what it is. You know, I just see that it's an opportunity to make money, and it's just some crap coin that's making money, and I'm like, oh, look, some crap can make me some money.
Get in, get out.
I'm going to make some money.
So I got to bring this up just because Ian said he's like kind of drug into this whole thing. I read a book, and I highly recommend it. It's by Nathaniel Popper. He writes for the New York Times, and it's called Digital Gold, Bitcoin, and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. It came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
But there have to be 10 different mentions of Free Talk Live in that book about how this was the show that people first heard. And we know, you know, Roger Ver's a very famous story of that, Bitcoin Jesus.
Roger heard about Bitcoin on this show.
But
and then he had the vision to actually buy some of it.
Right, so right.
We were just talking about it.
But you've got people that we know of in the industry that have been there forever that will oftentimes refer in interviews to, and then I heard the Bitcoin talk on Free Talk Live. So
yeah, I'm glad so many people have gotten rich, filthy rich off of listening to this show. I think that is fantastic.
That's cool.
I mean, you know, a lot of shows you can't say that about, right? Like your average talk show out there, the listeners, they want the listeners to buy all their advertising products, and that's the end of it. Here, our listeners got some Bitcoin back in the day, and now they're multimillionaires. Some of them, the one dude called in said he paid for his college.
What we want to be on the call to freedom when we move to the 5 nights a week. We want to become a show just like that, you know, interests people in altcoins instead of just being about Bitcoin, really kind of introducing the blue collar and the dirty collar America to altcoins and investment opportunities, try to protect people from scams and, you know, kind of pick up that torch where Free Talk Live, you know,
both have the torch.
Yeah, and
you continue on. You can light torches off of one another.
Exactly.
And you're not going to be doing nights. You're going to be doing afternoon drive,
Eastern time,
4 to 7. You're going to be able to ride home with Will Coley and Aria and the cast of characters that you're going to be bringing in, rotating co-hosts throughout the week. That's starting on Monday on LRN.FM. It's crunch time, so we're getting all the stuff in the, you know, ducks in a row.
Giving away free money.
You're getting your cryptos ready to give away on Monday afternoon. We're putting the liners together, the music beds. We're getting everything ready to rock and roll.
I have $1,000 in free cryptocurrencies to give away over the course of the next 45 days.
Nice.
And it's just going to, you're going to be doing just call-in giveaways, right?
That's right.
All right. So you don't have a website for it yet?
No, we're working on all that. And we got the podcast and stuff. I hired Daryl to do podcasts and RSS.
Okay.
So
you're actually going to have an RSS feed.
That's correct.
First time ever for Call to Freedom.
Sweet.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. I got more of this guy from Dogecoin. I want to hear more what he's got to say.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about gcntelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
Another great conference coming up in February, the 15th through the 18th in Acapulco, Mexico. This time, Anarchapulco is happening at the Princess Resort, a very beautiful location right there on the beach. Anarchapulco.com is where you go to get your tickets. Use code FTL to get 10% off. Why do you want to be there? Well, first of all, it's probably the preeminent, best, most fun, like, libertarian conference out there. They've got music, they've got parties, they've got speakers. They've got Ron Paul.
Unbelievable.
You don't need to say anything else besides they've
you
got...
You could have just let off with that.
Ron,
makes me wish I could get a passport.
Paul. Well, you can get down to Mexico without a passport.
Yeah, it's getting back in the
it's
U.S.
getting back
to worry about.
Yeah. Anarchapulco.com. Also, G. Edward Griffin speaking, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger. You want to talk about a guy who knows G. Edward Griffin, a guy that knows about the money system in the U.S.?
Yes, sir.
He wrote the book on it.
The Creature
Literally.
From Jekyll Island.
Right.
Great
he's,
book.
He's going to be there. He was actually there last year. A lot of these folks were there last year. But if you didn't make it in 2017, you got to come out this year. Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vanat, Larkin Rose, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, who's going to be running for president for the Libertarian Party.
Not in, president.
Right. In 2020. Kerry Wedler, Vit Gedlaika from Liberland, and Sterling Lujan from Bitcoin.com. Plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and others. Again, February 15th through the 18th. I'm already getting prepared to head down there. I got a new cell phone that hopefully will actually work in Mexico when I'm down there, so I'm excited about that. Go to Anarchapulco.com. And by the way, the final day of Anarchapulco is called Cryptopulco. where they are going to have all the speeches are going to be focused on cryptocurrency, and that's included in your ticket price. You get 10% off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We will look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, as we had the privilege of doing last year. Once again, that's anarchapulco.com, February 15th through the 18th. Use code FTL on the website. As we go into a little more of the quotes from the guy who created Dogecoin, the joke cryptocurrency that started as a joke in 2014, and today is a serious contender, a top 30 ranked by market cap, and if you rank it by volume, the amount of Doge that was traded in the last 24 hours, it's number 19 or 20. So
crazy.
It's a player with over $1 billion market cap today. Well, 1.5 billion today. The founder, though, is disappointed, though. He says that he's worried as it draws attention, meaning the conversation in the media about it, from the underlying technology and the goals this movement was based on. And as I say, if you have the belief that your movement is going to always stay static, that it's always going to be the way you intended for it. You created this thing, you set it loose, and you had hopes. You had these hopes for it, for the community that would grow up around it. And it turns out that that community grows in different ways than you expected it to.
Right.
Your thing that you created grew much larger than you expected it to. And the more something becomes popular, the more kind of debased the original intentions become around that thing. And in some cases, you don't even recognize that thing that you created anymore.
Right.
Especially if you handed it over to a board or people who ultimately get changed out into.
I always think of Walt Disney. Walt Disney,
does that happen to him?
Like, would he recognize what Disney Corporation is now? I mean, I can't even imagine.
What did they just buy recently? Wasn't it something big?
Fox.
Fox.
20th Century Fox.
They Disney now owns everything you love, from the Simpsons to your
Star
favorite
Wars.
Comic book characters to Star Wars.
Oh, they own Marvel now.
Yeah. They own everything. They own your Disney now owns your childhood.
He goes on though. He says, "quote I have a lot of faith in the Dogecoin core development team to keep the software stable and secure, but I think it says a lot about the state of the cryptocurrency space in general that a currency with a dog on it, which hasn't released a software update in over 2 years, has a $1 billion plus market cap.
It's cheap, easy to use, and you can find it on literally every exchange that exists.
Well, now he does.
That's why
he does make an interesting point that it hasn't been updated in 2 years, but that just shows how resilient it is. The fact that it hasn't needed an update.
Does, or was nobody paying any attention to it until cryptomania hit within the last 6 months? I mean. This is like pretty much an abandoned project. It was. It's a mania.
Happened before, though. Just not to this degree, I don't think.
No.
While the current Dogecoin developers seemed equally surprised by the momentum, they showed more enthusiasm. Patrick Lauder, one of the current developers, said, quote, "To me, this proves to me that we don't need shiny features or a ton of innovation, and even with a conservative, and in my own case, completely distracted, development team for a boom." Another developer echoed that statement, saying, quote, "It's a little scary when you work on the software that powers a $1 billion network. This is quite the responsibility, and also one of the main reasons why we're so reluctant to just slap any innovative tech into the reference client. Still, I'm proud of what we've achieved and thankful to be part of such a great community."
And thankfully, I kept some Doge.
Yeah, and here, again, I am not. Please, don't follow. I don't make investment advice. I am not an investor. I mean, anybody could have bought Doge for next to nothing back when it came out. You could have gotten a million Doge for nothing.
Right.
You could. And I didn't.
I bought Doge in October at 0.0008.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And now it's 0.015.
Yeah.
Let's go to Marvin. He's in Hackensack, New Jersey, listening to WVNJ. Hello, Marvin.
Yeah, hi. In regards to what you're talking about with medical use of cannabis, and it seems like laws always refer to recreational. And I always thought it would be best if it was referred to as personal usage.
I like that.
Sure. Yeah, because you might be using it for spiritual purposes.
Yeah. The term recreational, I have a problem with that. But one thing I want to know, could you tell, say, what was the federal law? When did it come into existence? And how did it refer to the substance?
Are you talking about the federal ban on cannabis from back in the 1930s?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whenever it was. What did it refer to?
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Yeah, they changed marijuana. It from cannabis to marijuana.
Which is a slang term.
Yeah.
So, do you know what the exact law was, or, you know, was it...
The Marijuana Tax Stamp Act, I believe, is what it was called, 1937, if my recollection serves me.
So it had something to do with commerce, right? It's not...
There was a claim that they were taxing it, basically, and you couldn't get the stamp. So in order to have marijuana legally, you had to purchase a tax stamp, which was not available.
Right. It only
dealt with interstate things then, right?
Originally, yeah. They did outlaw it under the Interstate Commerce Clause. That was one of the reasons, and that has been challenged and upheld by the Supreme Court in Gonzales v. Reich. In 2005, but they just should go away. There's absolutely no reason.
Go.
Right. The real hit that this thing took was when Nixon wanted to come up with a drug law or the war on drugs. Yeah. And when that happened,
that's when it ramped up. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you scheduled it as being as dangerous as heroin, which is where it remains today.
Well, Reagan wasn't any better, if you want to be honest. I mean, that's where we got the the fake. Reagan literally took the positive research about cannabis as medicine and threw it in the garbage, is what the people in the room said that happened. And then instead went with the other study where they asphyxiated monkeys with smoke and then go, oh, well, cannabis kills brain cells.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you pump
you can't breathe
and no oxygen to someone for 3 hours solid,
that's what happens.
Yeah, that kills brain cells no matter what the smoke's made out of.
I think the only real positive, if you want to go by administrations, I was no fan of Obama, but under Obama, at least you had his attorney general come out and say that, no, we are not going to pursue federal cases against states that have legalized, and that's like the only positive thing that's happened towards marijuana at the federal level.
I'm going to disagree.
Go ahead.
Today or yesterday, Sessions comes out and says he's going to crack down, and what happened? The Republicans, of all people, yo,
right,
the Republicans come out and they're like, no, yo, we're not having this.
Really?
The GOP turned on Jeff Sessions over cannabis legalization.
It's beautiful.
Times are changing, huh?
Yeah,
that's
and right. We talked about it a little bit on Thursday night show that Sessions came out with this very confusing statement. He's rolling it back. But yeah, Will's exactly right. This has unified people against the government and in favor of states' rights.
Yeah.
Great.
I love it.
It can't happen soon enough. Marvin, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think some of these politicians have finally gotten the taste of the money they could make on this in their mouths.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know,
they know
that even if their state doesn't legalize it right away, all they got to do is invest in some of those companies.
Right.
And now that California has legalized it for personal use, you're going to see a doubling of the market size, basically.
Right.
A legal market. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices.
GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.